the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 18, 1 to 5, and verse 10. The disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" So he called a little child to him and set the child in front of them. And then he said, "I tell you solemnly, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." And so the one who makes himself as little as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Anyone who welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. And see that you never despise any of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven are continually in the presence of my Father in heaven. I suppose when many of us think of the guardian angels, our memories go back to when we were quite young, and we said with great devotion, I think, morning and evening, that little prayer, "O angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this night be at my side, to watch, to guard, to rule and guide." And maybe the sophistication of growing years has led us to forget that prayer. And yet the Feast of the Guardian Angels is a feast that, like all feasts, teaches us something. There is a strong tradition that each person has a particular guardian angel, a messenger, one who is continually in touch with God to bring us the messages of God. And therefore it teaches us that if everyone has a guardian angel, we are all unique. Each person is unique. There is no person in the world quite like me. Even down to my fingertips, I'm different from everyone else. And so we thank God for our uniqueness, and that the Lord is calling each one of us to do something that, because of my uniqueness, no one else can do, because nobody is me. And we thank God for that. We also are taught in this feast that God cares for each one of us. At times of desolation and despair, it seems that God is very far from us. And yet, not a sparrow falls to the ground without the Father knowing it. And God is always caring for each one. And the guardian angel reminds us that we are continually in touch with the world beyond, whether we are aware of it or not. The supernatural, the infinite, is very near to each one of us. And we reflect back over the continuing mention of the angels in the scriptures. And thank God that we are part of that great choir of angels through our angel, Gabriel, Raphael, Michael. They all appear as carers. You will not dash your foot against a stone. And so the Feast of the Guardian Angel is a simple feast, yet a very instructive feast. And we thank Almighty God for that special care which he gives to our uniqueness on the feast of your, the feast of our guardian angels.